Sales, Terry speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi Terry. My name is Suzanne. I literally just left your shop. I just went in and got my Hyundai serviced. It just needed like filter error changes, oil change, and all that kind of stuff. But then I left and my oil light is still on, and I don't know why.
Got it. You just got it serviced here, but when you drove off, the light was still on. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Like I literally, like I had a 3 p.m. appointment and I just
got it. You know, believe it or not, this happens not infrequently, as sometimes the boys do the service and they just forget. Some of these cars have a little switch on the inside, basically, that just kind of resets the light. And sometimes if they're in a hurry and there's a line, we've been busy all day, they just forget to switch that little light. So what they've done is they've done the service properly and your car is totally safe to drive, but they probably just forgot to flip that little switch, which turns the light off. So.
Oh, okay.
Let's get that fixed for you. Are you close enough that you'd prefer to just turn back around and we can switch it off for you? Or have you already gotten home? What's easiest for you?
I'm already home, but I drive right by you all on my way to and from work. So it's not really a big deal to stop in.
Well, you know what? Let's see if we can make this as easy as possible for you. What's the make and model of the car?
It's a Hyundai Elantra. Sorry, uh-huh. I'm really bad at car stuff.
No problem.
And it's a 2019. I bought it from you all last year.
Perfect. Yes. Okay, Susanna, give me just one second here, and I'm going to look into the manual on that car real quick. One second. Okay, Susanna, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you would like, I am happy to walk you through resetting that little button yourself. It's actually really easy on the 2019 Elantra. It's actually really simple. So if you want, or if you're able to just walk out to the car, I can just walk you through what to do to reset that.
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
Give me one second.
Okay.
All right. Where am I starting? The inside or the outside of the car?
You're going to sit just like you're going to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. And then you're going to go ahead and turn it on. You'll see the light come on.
Okay.
Okay. So now you're going to see that light that came on below that and a little bit to the right. There are kind of two tiny buttons. They'll remind you of the buttons when you have to reset your radio clock, sort of like a minute and a second button, those two tiny ones. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to hold them both down for about 10 seconds. So it'll feel a little bit long.
So,
but go ahead
like
and stay on the
time.
Yes. So stay on the phone with me. Go ahead and hold both of those little buttons in, press them in, and just count to 10 in your head. And then we'll see what happens with that light. You might have to turn the car back off.
Hold me. Okay. Now I'm going to turn the car off and then on again. See what happens.
When you let go.
It's off. Yeah.
It did. Okay. Great.
Yeah, Yeah, it worked. Oh my gosh. You're a miracle worker. Okay. That's great. Thank you so much. You saved me a trip.
Oh, you're welcome. It's no problem. And next time you can just like check it right before you leave. And if they've forgotten to switch it, we'll just do it for you really quick. But it's a quick fix on that guy. So,
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Well, you have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.